Every day.
Oh, every day.
I'm gonna trust
in the Lord. Every day. Every day.
Made it up.
Made up in my mind.
I'm gonna
trust
in
the Lord.
I'm gonna trust. Every day.
Oh, every day
I'm gonna trust
in the Lord.
Yes, I am.
Every day.
Oh, yeah.
Every day.
Made it up.
Made up in my mind.
I'm gonna trust
in the Lord.
I'm gonna trust, yeah.
In the Lord.
Oh, yeah.
Every day.
Yes, I am.
Every day.
I'm gonna treat my neighbor right. Every day.
Oh, every day,
I'm gonna treat
my neighbor.
Yes, I am.
Every day,
oh yeah.
Every day,
made it up.
Made up in my mind.
I'm gonna serve
God.
I'm gonna trust, yeah.
In the Lord,
oh, yeah.
Every day,
yes, I am.
Every day,
I'm going down on bending knee. Every day.
Trust in the Lord,
oh, yeah.
Every day.
Okay, we have fully committed.
Day
Today, but we'll keep them in mind, and we want your name to give them to us, and the Lord bless us to come back on next year. We'll do the other two. A lady from Bradenton, Florida, where are you? She come all the way from Bradenton to hear us today. She told me this morning, sing in times like these. So since this is our pastor's wife, I had to get the permission from her to sing it. So we're going to do a little bit of in times like these, and hopefully we have enough to do you one more selection. In times like these.
He is the one.
His rock
We got another one.
Don't you clap your hands.
Okay, we want you to stand up now. And just enjoy yourself with us doing this selection. And I want you to just thank on the Lord and give him the praise. You being here, because Saint, you could have been cutting up and gone, but I know you thank the Lord for just being here among the living and not the dead. This is Mae Frances Marshall, Brother Charles and Anointed Voices from White Spring, Miami, and Live Oak Flop. Ella Henry Smart is our pastor. We thank you for coming and being with us. Sister Tina.
Yeah.
have another big hand for Mae Frances Marshall, the Anointed Voices, and their special guests from Live Oak and Miami. We're gonna change the sound around now. Get ready. Just calm down a little bit. Get ready for some great entertainment. This evening on the amphitheater stage, we have a whole Florida night of music scheduled for you, starting with Southwind, Marianne Donella and Sandra Jimison and friends. They're always friends. There are always more people up there every year. Southwind seems to grow a little bit. Ann and Frank Thomas, used to be Frank and Ann Thomas, but they have requested Ann especially that it now be Ann and Frank Thomas. They are from Lake Wales, and they tell Florida stories. They sing Florida songs. There'll be a tribute to Will McLean tonight at 8:10 with a whole bunch of Will McLean's friends and fellow musicians, and they'll entertain us with songs of Will McLean's beginning at 8:10 tonight, followed by Whitey Markle and the Swamp Rooters. Doug Goss and friends. Doug hails from Tallahassee. Tommy Walton from St. Petersburg. Y'all probably have seen Tommy Walton at the top of the hill selling fruit, selling hot dogs, selling peanuts. Tommy can sell most anything. He's been a master in our master apprenticeship program teaching street cries that he learned from his father to hawk fruit on the streets. And after Tommy Walton, then we'll close it up with Gamble Rogers. But this afternoon, we're gonna move right on into Gamble Rogers. I think probably a lot of you have heard Gamble before. If you haven't, I won't tell you too much about him. Some of you may have brought your pocket dictionaries with you. If so, share them with your neighbors. Gamble is a musician. He's a talker. He's a storyteller. He's also a great walker and a great maker of grand gestures. And so, ladies and gentlemen, I want to introduce to you Gamble Rogers.
Thirty-ninth annual Florida Folk Festival. It wasn't long ago, it seems, although in actuality it was 1959, that I got to stand on this stage and be introduced by a lady who is a legend of Florida folk music. And you know who I mean. Cousin Thelma Bolton. And I know that Cousin Thelma is on the ground somewhere today, so watch for her, and when you see her, go up and tell her how much you appreciate what she started here in White Springs. And Mr. Soundman, could I have a lot of guitar, Mike? I sing loud and play soft. A little more than that. Two little boys had two little toys, each had a wooden horse. Gaily they'd play each summer's day, warriors bold of course. One little chap had a mishap, broke off his horse's head, and he wept for his toy, then cried for joy when he heard his mother say, "Do you think I could leave you crying when there's room on my horse for you? So climb up here, Jack, and stop your crying. We'll mend your horse with glue. When we grow up, we'll both be soldiers. Our horses will not be toys. And then perhaps we'll remember when we were just two little boys. Here, Joe, we'll soon be flying back to the boys in the blue. Can't you see, Jack, I'm all a tremble. It may be the flash and the noise, or it may be because I remember when we were just two little boys. That's probably the first song that I sang when I played at the Florida Folk Festival in 1959. And that was the, I think the next year or the year after that, I got to play on the main stage. And Cousin Thelma invited myself and my musical partner over to the Woman's Club for an after-hours musicale. Will McLean was there, and Jeannie Fitchin was there, and Bob and Evelyn Beers and the Beers family were there, and we were unbelievably honored. And I was very graciously asked to contribute a reminiscence to the Gainesville Sun, which was printed last Friday, and I described that and described my feelings of incredible fulfillment at having been invited into this inner circle, so much so that after the performance, my friend and I were impelled at 4 a.m. to scale the water tower in downtown White Springs to declare our musical apotheosis and conjoin ourselves more closely with the cosmos of Hamilton County, Florida. The thing I left, and that's almost an exact repetition of what I said in the article, what I left out, what I'll confide in you, was that we were all not only wild with self-fulfillment, but primed with Tennessee corn squeezing. I didn't want to say that in the newspaper because I felt it might set a bad example for young guitar players. We'd have made it to the top faster on fulfillment, I think. But this is something that we did that night.